You know what? I'm going to cut straight to the point today because I see so much BS out there in this whole make money online space, and I see so many people overcomplicating this. So here is what we're going to do instead. In today's video, I'm going to show you how to build a $10,000 a month one person business. And a lot of this stuff is going to be unlearning things that have been taught incorrectly to you, because the issue is everyone's out here trying to build the next Amazon or trying to manage teams of 20 people when they haven't even made their first dollar online. It is so ridiculously backwards. So today we're going to cut through all of the noise, and I'm just going to show you the main levers you need to have in place in order to build a $10,000 a month business as a solo operation. So that means no employees, no overheads, and no complex systems, just you, your laptop, and the right strategy. I've been in this space from 10 years, doing everything from a service-based business to software, to digital products, to physical products. I have businesses in all these verticals, and I invest in all these verticals. And I can tell you that consistently, my most profitable ventures are the simplest ones. They are the ones where it's me and a proven system that prints money while I sleep. And by the way, in today's day and age, what is happening recently, this year and last year, you now have the opportunities to be a solo business. In fact, there's some very smart minds out there that predict that there will be a $1 billion company with just one employee, and things that were not available to most people, you know, forms of leverage that weren't available to most people even 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, now is available to the common man and the common woman. Because the truth is, making money online is not rocket science. Now, I want to make it clear, it takes a lot of work and perseverance, but all it is problem solving and using leverage. See, the reason most people fail is because they simply don't take enough action, or they simply quit too early. And by the way, in today's video, I'm giving you the abridged version, okay? I'm really just decompressing everything down. If you actually wanna assess the business models and decide which one is right for you, as I said, I've done literally all of them, and I still do all of them actively to this day. I have different businesses for different objectives, so I'm very unbiased in that sense. Well, then I made a video called Laziest Ways to Make Money Online in 2025. In that video, I break down the different business models and which ones make the most sense depending on your specific situation. So if you are ready to stop making excuses and start making real money, then please grab a pen and paper and pay very close attention to what I'm about to share. Here is exactly what I would do if I was starting from zero tomorrow. First things first, and this is really where most people mess up right out of the gate, is you need to pick the right business model. I see people consistently trying to build overly complex businesses when they're just starting out. They pick business models that are way too advanced for where they are in their journey. But my question to you is this: why jump straight into trying to build a massive operation when you haven't even validated your idea first? An idea is that, just an idea. Ideas are a dime a dozen, but can you validate the idea first and do it in a small way before you start thinking big? If you had one of your friends and they're like, you know what, tomorrow I'm gonna run a marathon, and they had never run a 5K before, you would go, listen, I believe you can run the marathon, like that, that's great, I love that for you. But maybe it might be wise to just, you know, run a 5K first. And that's exactly what it's like in this online business space. You see, the magic happens when you simplify things and productize what you do instead. And that is exactly what I did with digital products, for example. Digital products, courses, ebooks, and templates are all examples of things that you can easily productize. What I mean by this is building something once and having the ability to sell it forever. So a digital product can take many different forms. You know, that could even be a Shopify theme. That is a digital product. Anything that is an online product that is bought online and delivered online, and you can make a product out of it, is a digital product. Listen, realistically, would you rather spend 40 hours building a custom website for one client who pays you $3,000, or spend the same 40 hours creating a course that you can sell hundreds of times for $300 a pop? Well, it's the same time investment, but one gives you $3,000 and a lot of times a lot of headache, and the other one gives you $30,000 and freedom. And that is really the difference between working in your business versus working on your business. But here's the catch. Even with the right business model, you still need to niche down. I see way too many people trying to help everyone because they think that it means a larger market, a larger addressable market. So of course, it's common sense. If you have more people that could buy your stuff, well, then you'll make more money. That's not how it works in practice. Quite simply, your marketing message gets diluted. Let me give you an example of this. Don't be a fitness coach, please. Instead, be the guy who helps busy dads in their 30s lose their beer belly in 90 days without giving up weekend beers. Do you notice how the without giving up weekend beers adds specificity and allows me to speak and attract a very specific demographic? You see, most people wouldn't think to add that to their offer because they are not intentional enough about the problem they solve or the people they help. And the key to all of this is crafting a solid offer. It's what I like to call the unique value zone, or UVZ for short, which is ultimately what allows you to stand out from the crowd. Why? because specificity wins every single time. And that applies to everything you do. When someone sees your content and thinks, holy shit, this person is talking directly to me, that is when the magic happens. Look, this is exactly what allowed me to grow my business over the years and help people from all over the world. I am very intentional with my content, my offers, and my products, which is also why this video probably resonates with you. I mean, think about it. You didn't click on this video by accident. I know that you want to make money online. I know you just don't know the steps or the first steps you need to take in order to hit that 10K a month mark. And at the same time, I also know that you've probably tried a few things before, or maybe you're just starting out, but you're looking for a way that's beginner friendly and straightforward. Look, I've been in the exact same position as you, and I know exactly what it is that you're going through right now. And that is why my content is so intentional, because I know that I'm speaking to people who are essentially in the same position I was in just a few years ago. I'm not trying to talk to everyone with this video. I'm talking specifically to you, but the person who's hungry, driven, but just needs the right roadmap and the right guidance. By the way, I have two other YouTube channels and I speak very differently on those channels because they are for a different audience. I actually have a business channel where all we do is talk to people who could be good potential clients for our advisory firm, consultant.com. We have businesses and clients we work with that do on the low end 500K a year, and our top client did $120 million last year. Average client in that business does probably about $5 million a year. So of course, the way that I talk to them is very different than the way I'm gonna talk to you. And it's really that specificity that makes all the difference between an offer that converts and one that gets ignored. As people often say, the riches are in the niches, but what I found is that the real fortune truly lies in the sub niches. Or I guess for me, I'm European, so we say niche, right? I think niche is an American thing, so sub niches. Anyways, speaking of specificity, there's one mistake I see entrepreneurs make all the time. They try to do everything at once. They have 5 different products, 3 different funnels, and target 10 different audiences. What they don't realize is that 10K per month is actually all about simplicity, not complexity. One funnel, one core offer, and one clear outcome. You find one thing that works and you double down on it until it's generating consistent revenue. Then, and only then, can you think about expanding. Now, you might look at me and say, well, hey man, you have multiple products, you have multiple businesses, you have physical product businesses, you have digital product businesses, you have software businesses. And listen, I understand that, I get that, but you have to remember that I've been doing this for over 10 years. And just like I'm telling you here today, I had to start small before I expanded. All of that to say that I've seen people make multiple 6 figures with literally one landing page and one product. Meanwhile, others out there are trying 47 different things, wondering why nothing's working. I'm gonna give you an actual real life example right now. This is Armando. He's one of our customers at Monetize, where we actually help people do things like this, build a one person business that can make 10K a month. To make that clear, not everyone does it, but you know, in his case, he's made much, much more than that. And he is absolutely crushing it on the Monetize Mania leaderboard, where we're actually giving away $250,000 worth of prizes at the end of that 90 day competition. You might be wondering how you can join Monetize. The answer is you can't. Unfortunately, we are only working with our current members and enrollments are closed, and I don't know when I'm gonna open them back up. But anyways, back to the point of the video. He has made over 6 figures in 30 days. So not 10K a month, over 100K a month. Why? Because he kept things simple. He sells one product on WAP. For those that may not know, WAP is the number one digital product platform on Earth, which I wrote a very large check to earlier this year to become a co-owner of. And through WAP, he helps a specific group of people improve their marketing. And by the way, he's accomplished all of this. You can see, even in his own words, completely new to the digital product space. So he is a great example of this. The complexity, it really is the enemy of execution. Simplicity scales, complexity fails. Now, if you nail those 2 points alone, you're already ahead of most people. But here is what truly separates the small entrepreneurs from everyone else. The smart guys focus on building assets, not just income. As I said earlier, you can create something once that generates revenue while you sleep, and that is the holy grail of business. Courses, digital templates, and ebooks are all great examples of this, like I mentioned earlier, because once created, they keep working for you 24/7, 365, day and night. They never have a bad day, they never ask for a raise, they never call you in the middle of the night. So essentially, you want to build things that, yeah, maybe take a little bit of time to create in the beginning, you know, you front load a little bit of the work, but then you can sell them for months or years thereafter. Now, I am the number one expert in the world when it comes to digital products, not only as a co-owner and the biggest platform for it, but also as the owner of consultant.com, a business that did $75 million $100,000 in revenue and I recently acquired. In that business, we consult the top digital product businesses and info businesses, knowledge businesses, coaching businesses, anything in that sphere. We are the go-to experts. And I love that space more than anything because of what it can do for you and how really, genuinely, you can almost be a one-person business and take it to 5 figures a month or even 6 figures a month. Once again, not to say that that's normal or everyone does it, but I see it time and time again. I've had many programs over the years that I generated once and built me a multiple six-figure a month income stream years after I created them. And that's really the power of building once and selling forever. Compare that to service work where every dollar requires another hour of your time. And listen, that's how I got my start. Almost 10 years ago now, that is how I started. And I think it's a beautiful business model because you can start with no money. And to me, that's important as a beginner. When you're first starting out, it's really important that you have a business model where you can fail for 6 months or 12 months and nothing happens. You're not going to get bankrupted. You're not going to burn through all of your cash. So I'm still a fan of that business model. But of course, the thing that I started with 10 years ago, you know, fast forward 10 years, there's new opportunities, there's new models, there's new tools, there's new unlocks. And when the market changes, of course, you have to respond and you have to find the right business model for here and now. And really what's changed over the years is that leverage is more accessible. You see, the problem is you don't have as much leverage with service-based businesses and you're essentially just buying yourself a job. By the way, speaking of leverage, here's the kicker. In 2025, if you're not using AI to replace what would normally require employees, you're already behind. And if you don't catch up, you will simply lose the game. Not because you're less capable than others, but simply because someone else is doing something quicker than you. And that is exactly why I've included two of the most powerful AI tools inside of Monetize. For me, it's very important that people have tools because right now it's not human versus AI. It's human versus human that knows how to use AI or has the right AI tools. The truth is that 80% of what people think they need help with can be done with the right tools. I could build a $10,000 a month business right now with nothing but just the right AI tools. All I would need is three things. Knowledge on what tools to use, because having the right tools in your arsenal is very important. Listen, in the exact same way, if you are cutting some sashimi or you're trying to chop down a tree, yeah, you need a sharp object to cut both of those, but are you gonna use the same tool? Of course not. So, you know, I see this sometimes, people are like, oh, but you could just use any tool for the job. And it's like, that's not a very intelligent thing to say, is it? Like, of course, you have specific tools tailor-made for specific outcomes. So that's why it's very important to know what is the right tool to use in the situation. Then you need to know, how do I use this tool? And lastly, obviously, you have to actually be able to have access to them. And that's a big part of what me and my team help people with inside Monetize. But that is beside the point because unfortunately, Monetize is closed. We're not taking on any more people. We're just working with our current members. So the only reason I bring this up is the goal isn't to work harder. It's to work smarter. Smart entrepreneurs focus on building assets that work for them. And if you can get leverage from the get-go, now you have the same advantages as the multi-billionaires do. The only difference between you and multi-billionaires is they have more leverage than you. So let's go ahead and cut through some more BS that I see out there. Here is another harsh truth. No one gives a shit about your passion. People care about their problems, okay? Stop trying to monetize what you love and start monetizing what people need solved. Find where your audience is bleeding, their frustrations, their pain points, and urgent problems, and charge to help them stitch it up. The market does not pay for what you want to teach. It pays for what it needs to learn. Now, once you know what pain you are solving, you need to get in front of the right people. But when you're starting out, don't blow all of your money on ads. Focus on building an audience first. YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn are all great platforms for this. Pick one and stick to it. And then from there, provide massive value and build trust. Once you have an engaged audience and a proven offer, then you can think about paid traffic to scale. It's very important to know that trying to use ads to fix a broken offer or to build an audience from scratch is just an expensive mistake. Plus, organic traffic converts better anyway because those people know, like, and trust you already. Now, moving on to point five, this is something I learned very early on in my career and something I had to learn the hard way. You don't need to be a genius to make $10,000 a month online. You just need to be consistent and, most importantly, willing to ship imperfect work. Okay, very important. You see, most people quit at 3 months when they don't see immediate results. They jump from idea to idea, strategy to strategy, never giving anything enough time to actually work. But here's the reality. Your first version of everything is gonna suck. It's the truth of it. Your first course, your first landing page, your first sales video, that is normal. The difference between successful entrepreneurs and everyone else is that successful entrepreneurs are willing to test things over and over and over again. They are willing to go through that initial stage of sucking at it. By the way, just like Messi, who got rejected by multiple clubs as a kid for being too small, but sticking to it long enough and becoming one of the best players of all time. I would much rather have an ugly offer that's live and generating revenue than a perfect one that never sees the light of day. Done is better than perfect, and perfect is the enemy of profitable. The people making real money online aren't necessarily the smartest. They are the ones who show up every single day, create content, test offers, and iterate based on feedback. Consistency beats intelligence every single day of the week. And I say it all of the time, I was never the smartest kid in class. I'm just very good at taking action and learning from my mistakes, because I know that intelligence without execution is just expensive entertainment. And by the way, here's a nugget of knowledge for those of you guys who are committed enough and have stuck around to this point. And by the way, you guys are the ones who are actually going to succeed. When you do get your first customers, treat them like royalty. You see, your first customers are worth more than gold. These are the ones who are going to give you the testimonials, the case studies, the referrals, and most importantly, feedback on your offer. I still remember some of my big first clients, whether that be Oura Ring, whether that be Genflow, whether that be Camden Rose. A lot of these people and businesses are still in my network today, referring people and supporting what I do. So if you screw these people early on, you're gonna be dead in the water. So take care of them and they will fuel your growth for years to come. And finally, and this kills more businesses than anything else I see, do not try to scale before you have product market fit. I see way too many people making 5K a month trying to hire teams and build complex operations. It makes no sense. That's like finally getting your car to start after hours of trying, then immediately turning it off and going back to pushing it yourself. Perfect your offer first, get your systems dialed in and make sure your unit economics work. Then, and only then, you can think about scaling. Scaling a broken business will just break it faster and cost you more money. Look, I'll be honest with you, building a $10,000 a month one-person business is not rocket science, in all honesty, but it does require discipline, consistency, and the right strategy. So to sum it up, here is what I want you to do. I want you to pick one model, niche down hard, build once, sell forever, stay consistent, ship fast, and solve real problems. If you do those things and stick with it for more than 90 days, which already puts you ahead of 90% of people, by the way, there's no reason you can't see results. And by the way, don't just take it from me. There are thousands and thousands of people making money online right now on my platform, WAP. In fact, you can Google it. The average creator on WAP makes $7,382 a month. And these are people from all different levels and all different walks of life who are launching their digital products every day and making sales. As I said, we literally work with people at our advisory firm that make $10 million a month, but we also have people inside of Monetize, which is our program that helps the everyday person get started in this industry, that are making $10 a day. And you can see right here, some people making $200 and some people making $2,500 a month. And this is inside of Monetize, where we literally give them the software and the tools to do everything, as well as the education, the training, and the mentorship, because we are the number one experts in the world at this, and we own the platforms that fuel all this stuff. So for me, helping someone just get started is actually quite simple and quite easy. So all of that to say is the question isn't whether this works or not. The question is simply whether you are willing to put in the work. And if you are still unsure about which business model to start or need a little bit more guidance on what makes sense for your specific situation, as I said, please make sure you go watch that video next. I will leave it as the first link in the description. It's on YouTube. It seems to be people's favorite video that I've released this year. So go ahead and check that out. But before we go, I want to leave you with one final thought. You need to understand it is time to stop making excuses and overthinking it. You already have everything that you need to get started. So please just pick a niche, pick a model, and get started today. In fact, I want you to go ahead and comment in the comments section day one if you are starting your entrepreneurial journey today. That way it's gonna be very cool for you. You're gonna be able to come back to this video in a year or 6 months or, you know, whatever it is, 2-3 years, when you've reached your biggest, wildest goals and be like, oh shit, that video, that kind of gave me the kick up the ass I needed to get started. So trust me, your future self will thank you for it. And with that being said, as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.